Okay, here we go. And Sefer Yonah. Yonah has four prakim. Of course, we read it on Yom Kippur. And there are many svarim that have been written about Yonah. We'll just touch on a few ideas, but there's tremendous amount written on Yonah. And we won't be able to do everything. We'll just mention it as we do. And again, there's more to say, let's say, that's been written about Yonah than any other of the Treyasar. But we'll touch on a few ideas, and then we will continue. Again, this connects to Ovadia, and that Ovadia was all about a nevuah related to Esav. And this is also about a nevuah related to a non-Jewish kingdom, and that's Nineveh. But there are many other, which is the city in Ashur, but there are many other messages as well. When did Yonah live? So Gemara, the Pasuk in Melachim Beis mentions Yonah. Yonah is already mentioned. That's the only nevuah that we have besides the Yonah. So the Pasuk mentions in Melachim Beis in Perek Yudalad, who Heshiv, talking about the king of Yeravam ben Yoash, the second Yeravam, Weshav is called Yisrael, Milavo Chamas at Yam Aravah, Kidvar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, like Hashem told B'nai Yisrael, Asher Diber B'yad Avdo, Yonah ben Amitai Hanavi, Asher Mikas HaChefer, from Gat HaChefer. There's a machlokas amongst Chazal. What shevet was he from? That's the discussion. Radak quotes it here as well. Was he from Zvulun or was he from Asher? So some say maybe his father, maybe from his mother. But either way, he's mentioned here. Some say he was the person who lost his axe, and Elisha found the axe. Also in Malachim, one of the Nisim that Elisha performed. Perkei de Rabbelazar says that he was the Yeled that was brought back alive, Tchias HaMesim, in Malachim Aleph and Perkei Zion. That's the pasuk in beginning of Perkei de Rabbelazar. Omer mikoch tztaka HaMesim asidin lios. Tchias HaMesim will happen through the mitzvah of tztaka. Minayin anu lemeidim elio atishvi, elio anavi, shayaholech mehar el har umi ma'ara el ma'ara. He used to travel. Halach lo letzarfas, the isha of tzarfas, v'kiblaso isha almana b'kavagadol. The woman gave him a tremendous covet. Imo shel Yonah haisa. She was the mother of Yonah. Umi pita umi shamna hayu ochlem v'shosim hu v'hi ubna. And she shared her little wealth that she had. B'schus elio achlu l'achar yamim chala ben ha'isha v'meis. Shevahi achar z'ma'ela chala ben ha'isha. Amr lo ha'isha yomru. Ki vase lai betashvaz amita v'izkarta v'oni alai o'meis b'ni. El toma sheveta alai v'ten li es b'ni. V'amed elio v'smal v'nei gadosh baruch hu v'amar. Ribono shel olam modai li kala rosh sh'avru alai v'al rosh shi alafo isha zos. Sheni yodea shemitoch tzoras binad dibro elai laksheni. Achshav yomudu adoro shi tzchias ha'mesim. Hashev es nefesh hayelet. And he performs tzchias ha'mesim. Chazal also say that Yonah first received his nevuah in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That's the Gemara at the beginning of the fifth parak. The Yerushalmi talks about this in Parak HaChalil in Maseches Sukkah. Darash Yonah ben Amitai me Asher Haya. This is the machlokas whether Asher or Zvolin. That's the first machlokas that I mentioned before. And then the Gemara says, Imo me Asher va'avim mizvolin. And then the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yonah. Interesting, Amr Rabbi Yonah. Yonah ben Amitai me ole regalam haya. V'nichnas l'simchas beis ha'shoeva. V'sharas alav ruach ha'kodesh. V'lametcha she'in ruach ha'kodesh shora ela alev sameach. My taima v'haya menagin kenagin ha'menagin v'ti alav ruach ha'lokim. As we know from elsewhere, Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That's in terms of when he was. What is the token of Yonah's story? As we know, he was told to go to Nineveh to tell him to do tshuva, and he runs away because he does not want to fulfill that nevuah. What is the purpose of the Sefer? In Kisvei HaKodesh, the Radak here quotes three ideas. Three ideas, says the Radak. After quoting, V'yesh lisho, lama nechtava nuvua zub kisvi ha-kodesh, v'kula al Nineveh, sha'isa mi'umos ha'olam, v'en bo zecha li'Yisrael. This is all about non-Jews. A non-Jewish city that eventually did tshuva, v'en b'kola nevi'im zulasa kamoa. There's nothing like this. Even in Ovadia, as we just mentioned, it talks about the downfall of Esav at the time of B'nai Yisrael being saved. Here it's just about the Nineveh. So he gives three pshatim. V'nucha lafarish, ki nechtava lios musr li'Yisrael, sh'ray am nachri she'ena mi'Yisrael, a whole non-Jewish nation, hayakarav l'tshuva, u'bepam ha'rishona shochicham ha'navi. The first time the Navi comes and gives them tochacha, shavu b'tshuva shlema me'arasan. They do tshuva shlema. We'll have to get back to that Hashem later on, if it was really tshuva shlema, according to everybody. They did some kind of tshuva. V'Yisrael mochicham osama nevi'im, hashkim b'harev. and Bnei Yisrael for centuries, Bnei Yisrael give them tachacha, morning and evening, the Einon Shavim Yerusham, and they don't do tshuva. So it's to learn. Look, they did tshuva, so you have to do tshuva, number one. Number two, ve'od lehodiyah ha'pela ha'gadol sh'asa ha'kal yisbor achim ha'navi. Number two, to show the great pela that Hashem did with the Navi, she'y b'me'ay adag gimel yom v'gimel leilos, v'chai v'od she'hiki adag, the amazing nisin that took place to a great Navi Hashem. That's number two. Va'od, or number three, shehakel yisbara chomel al ba'ali tshuva, to show the compassion that Hashem has for ba'ali tshuva, me'eza am shehayu, whoever they are, u'mochalem, gives them mechil of a koshking shirabim, even if they're rabim, right? Non-Jews don't have tzibur, but they have rabim, so that's why these are the three ideas, right? The Rabbi Arnel talks about the nase of the dog, which shows the rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good, so that's in terms of the content and in terms of who he was. So we start the story by Hidvar Hashem El Yonah ben Amitai Lemar. Kum Leich El Nineveh, go to Nineveh. Ha'ir Agdolah, go to the big city of Nineveh in Ashur, northeast of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why when he runs away, he's going to go west. Ukra Aleha, and go call to it. Ki also ra'a sam lefanai, because their ra'a has come up in front of me. What ma'ich patlo? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care about Nineveh? There are many of wicked cities in the world. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care about this one? So the Radak again explains that Hashem cares about Hamas. Cares about not Avodah Zarah even so much, but robbery and thievery and societies built on crookedness bein Adam l'chaveiro. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't stand, and that we already have models. We have the Dar HaMabul that was destroyed, and Sodom that was destroyed. Lamad ki akel yisbarach mashkiach haf umos ha'olam kishetiklal ra'aslam b'chamas. V'chein b'dar ha'mabol u'ba'anji stom ki mal aretz chamas v'chamas mafsid ha'yishuv. And chamas destroys the society. V'akel yisbarach rotze b'yishuv ha'olam. And Hashem wants yishuv ha'olam, even if it's Jews or non-Jews. Aval b'shar ha'veris, enem chashuvim lefanav shiyashkiach ha'leim. Other ha'veris aren't as bad. There'll be mashkiach on them only b'nei Yisrael. Ela b'Yisrael levadam. Almost. So number one, chamas, that is the key. The Malbim says that, why is he interested in this Nineveh? Because Nineveh is going to be the one that they're going to be magle, the Asara Shvatim. And therefore, Nineveh is important, because if they're not Ra'ui, then they're not going to be Ra'ui, they're going to be a lowly nation, and then they're going to go destroy Bnei Yisrael. No. They have to be at least a more noble nation. V'lohaya b'shlichus b'shvil Nineveh, says the Malbim. It wasn't ultimately about Nineveh. Kilo matzano shiyishlach Hashem navi miYisrael la'ashivas akam b'tshuva. Generally, Hashem doesn't send any Nevi'im to non-Jewish nations to get them to do tshuva. Kilo davka hashkacha Hashem l'shlach navi rak b'Yisrael. Rak yaisa hashkacha al Nineveh b'shvil Yisrael. Asher is going to be Hashem's tool in order to destroy the northern kingdom, so Hashem needs them to be ro'i for it. So that they could fulfill the gzeira against Am Yisrael, because they were supposed to be the tool. V'gam k'dei shelo yomar amis lonein, lama tamid bogdim tacharish kabbalah rasha tzadik mimenu. Right, people are going to say, look at them, look what how terrible they are. So why are you taking it out on the Jews? Ratz Hashem laharos sha'ashur yesh lo zchus yoser mi Yisrael. Asher has a greater zchus, shem shamu l'devri ha'navi v'asu tshuva. V'Yisrael hikshu arpa mishmoa. And that's exactly why Yonah didn't want to go, as we're going to see Chazal. Yada Yonah ki shlichus et tizmach ra li Yisrael, because of the Yonah knew that this shlichus would not be good for Am Yisrael. L'chein chashav machshavos bal yelich b'shlichus et. So he said, I'm not going. U'bachar yoser la'beda tatzmo b'yam, I'd rather die. Mishayehu amesabev ra li Yisrael, rather than he bringing the negative and peronis onto Am Yisrael. That is the Malbim. And again, the Abarbanel also discusses this as well. That's why he didn't want to go. Let's see that in the psukim, his reaction. Vayakam Yonah livroach Tarshisha. He runs to Tarshish. That's west. Milifnei Hashem, to leave Hashem. Why? Because, as Rashi quotes here, and Chazal say, that v'hu b'chutz la'aretz. He wanted to go to chutz la'aretz. Amar evrach li ayam she'ein shechina shor b'chutz la'aretz. He knew that the shechina, the nevuah, is not chal in chutz la'aretz. That's why he's going to go there. And therefore, hopefully, he wouldn't be able to have to fulfill his nevuah. Amar l'kodesh baruch hu chayecha. Hashem says, I have a lot of shlichim. Don't try to run away. Umar ra yonash la'aretz l'alech al ninveh. Continues Rashi. Why didn't he want to go? Amar ha'akum krovei tshuvahem. These people are going to end up doing tshuva. Im omer lahem b'yasu tshuva nimseisi mechayeves Yisrael. Shein shomel l'divrei hanaviim. Okay, not even so direct as the Malbim said, that they're going to be the ones to destroy, but just in contrast, if they do tshuva, b'nei Yisrael don't do tshuva, it's going to make them look very bad, and therefore that is not something that I want to do. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz points out that Yonah was wrong. Meaning with all of his great kavanas, Yonah is wrong. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked me to do something, and I'm an Eved Hashem, that's what I have to do. With all the greatest kavanas, says the Sichas Musar, it's on page Reish Chav Beis. He says, Amnam hayalo bibricha so chesh benifla, lahatzlas klai yisrael mikitrug. Right, as Rashi quotes, he wanted to save them from kitrug. Achim kol zos, hayalav lios Eved. But he should have been an Eved, lazovis kolan cheshbonos, falasos komoshin istave. Do what you're supposed to do. Do what you're supposed to do. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. Not to make any kind of cheshbonos. That's Avram Avinu by the Akedah. He didn't make cheshbonos. He just went straight. And that's, we have this often, you know, when it comes to doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The Rav Sicha Moser does say in a different piece, talking about the gavlus of Yonah. Meaning in the same author. If you look on page Tuf Aleph, here in the Sichas Moser, he says, with all that Yonah did to run away, to save Klal Yisrael, and we know that he was wrong, and he should have been an Eved, but interesting, when he jumped into the water, or he was swallowed by the fish, why didn't Hashem just say, okay, he could die, I'll get a different Navi to go to Nineveh? But Hashem stuck with him. Why did Hashem stick with him? He was running away, he didn't want to do it, so don't stick with him. So says, and so what did he do? And that's one of the reasons that Radak quoted before, that this Sefer shows all the unbelievable nisim that he did. So what do we need those nisim for? Says the Sichas Musar, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw how much he cared for Am Yisrael. Yes, he might have been wrong in this case, but he saw how much he cared for Am Yisrael, and that's not something that just could be slipped aside. The Geish Lohavin Kol Kach Lama, says the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. B'nei Malo Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Naviyachal Ninve Elanir Da Adarabah Biglal Sha'amaru Baruch Me'eretz Yisrael Vit Uvitir Akol Madrigas Analos. He was on the level of Nevuah, and he ran away, and he was ready to give up all his levels and his perfection as a Navi. He says, I don't need it. I'll go down spiritually just to save Klal Yisrael. Umasar nafsho sheyesh l'cheyo layam. He gave up his spiritual life. He was going to give up his physical life. Hakol b'shvil shlo yei kitra Klal Yisrael. V'lo yiktan erkam. Hari dover ze atzmo. He'aleu v'niso. L'darga gavo abiyos. That brought him even higher. V'nischabev kolkach al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he becomes so beloved to Hashem. Ad ki bo b'achar Hashem mikol hanaviim. Nobody else. Only Yonah. Liyos ha-shliach l'ninveh. Yonah's the only one that I could send, which might end up being a kitrug. I need somebody who so loves Am Yisrael, that's the only one that I'm going to send. So it's on the balance of, on the one hand, Chazal, note why Yonah did it, which is a noble idea. Number two, it was wrong. Rav Hashem told him, why are you running away? And number three, though, it shows his mesiris nefesh for the Am. So Yonah runs to Tarshish. Milifnei Hashem ba-yered Yafo. He goes down to Yafo, Vayimsa Aniya Ba Tarshish, and he finds a boat going to Tarshish, Vayitin Schara, he pays his way. Chazal tell us, Radak quotes this Chazal, that there was nobody on the boat yet, but he paid the entire boat fare, whatever it would have cost to pay for all of the passengers. He just wanted to go. He was very rich. The Gemara in Durham Darshan from this pasuk that the Nevuah, one of the prerequisites of a Navi, is to be an Ashir. You learn this from here. Vayitin Schara, Vayered Ba, Lavo Imam Tarshisha, Milifnei Hashem. And he goes down, Milifnei Hashem. It says it twice in this pasuk. From in front of Hashem. The Rav Salvechik pointed out, Rav Nevinzal points out also, the phrase Lifnei Hashem means different things in different contexts. Right? Sometimes the phrase Lifnei Hashem means in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, right? Like by Shara Nikanor, it says in Vayikra, Yudal Yudalaf. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means in the Azara, right? The Jushchita of Kachim Lifnei Hashem. Sometimes in the Heichal. And sometimes, Eretz Yisrael. Here, Lifnei Hashem means the entire Eretz Yisrael. Soloveitchik develops the idea that maybe all the Kedusha of Yerushalayim of Eretz Yisrael, it all is an expansion of Makom HaMikdash. It starts off in the Makom where the Eben HaShasiya is and expands out, but it's all called Lifnei Hashem. How could it all be called Lifnei Hashem? Because it is all connected and an expansion of that Kedusha. How is it, halachically, the Mefarshim wonder, right, okay, he had good kavanas, he did a cheshbon, but there's an isra of kovish nevuaso. So if he had a nevuah, then how could he be kovish nevuaso and not give the nevuah over? He knew, he must have been on a high level. So how can he be Kopish Nevuaso? So if you look in the last tshuva of the Radvaz, I think this is Chelek Aleph, Chelek Beis, tough men base. Sha'alti mimeni yedid nafshi. Alma samach yona ben amitai, livroach, v'lo ratza l'lechaz b'shlichaz Hashem yisparach. Hashem told him, Kopish Nevuaso was chayev misa. Ezulo shamati, kiyotzi be shamati, sheshal lofnei Rashba, al Ido hanavi, shavar al dvarav, shechziru hazakin, v'acha v'shasimo. Remember Ido, by Yeravim and Nevat, he brought him back in, and he violated Ido hanavi mistapik b'nevuaso. Shema dafka be a rishon amrulo, maybe he was only not supposed to eat on the first time, not the second time. Okay, that's about a detail there. But says the Radvaz, maybe one answer is, delo namrulo anavua elo basof. Hashem says, go to Nineveh, because I'm going to tell you a Nevuah there. He didn't get the Nevuah yet. So maybe he was just preventing himself from being in the situation where he would receive the Nevuah. So that's number one. One answer. Second answer. Maybe I'm only going to be kovish nevuah if I'm in the state of nevuah where I can get a nevuah, and I don't get it. But if I go to chutz laaretz, I'm not in the state of nevuah, so therefore it's not going to be kovish nevuah. So valesa, and he was not correct in that. Maybe if he already got it, it's going to be chal there. Or some say this was the first time he was getting nevuah. And if it was the first time he was getting nevuah, so then maybe he was rejecting being a Navi. It wasn't that he had Nevuah beforehand, and then he was going to continue. So a couple of suggestions given. If you look in the Rinas Yitzchak also quotes a couple of other ideas from other Mefarshim as well. How is it that he was able to not violate the Isra of Kovish Nevuah? So, but what happened, as we know the story, Vashem Hitel Ruach Gadol Alayam, there was a tremendous storm, Vayisar Gadol Bayam, Vanyach Hishaval Hishaver, and the ship was going to be broken. Vayiru HaMalachim, the sailor. All the sailors called to their gods. Rashi quotes all of the 70 nations were on that boat, and they all called to all of their gods. They threw all the kelim off. The Targum says maybe it means all their avodah zarah, all their psalim. To make it more kal, literally to make it lighter, maybe deeper in order to make it more zechus. And what did Yonah do? He went to sleep. An amazing reaction. The whole world is falling apart. And he went to sleep. How many Musar's Shabbos Shuvah drashas are based on this pasuk? The head sailor calls him and says, why are you sleeping? What are you doing? What are you doing? Kum kral alohecha. Call out to your God. Maybe you'll have second thoughts. Maybe you'll have second thoughts. Rav Zevin in Latar V'Lamoadim on Yom Kippur. He quotes this pasuk and he says, the phrase says, "Hama'orer yishenim ahamikitz nirdamim," waking up those who are sleeping and waking up also those who are nirdam. So the Medrash says, "Hama'orer yishenim b'Rosh Hashanah, v'hamikitz nirdamim b'Yom HaKippurim." What's the difference between a yashin and somebody who's sleeping? You can wake up. Tardim is much deeper. Much deeper. So the shofar hopefully wakes some people up on Rosh Hashanah, "Hama'orer yishenim." But sometimes it's so deep that you can't wake him up. That's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is make his nirdamim. Even a nirdam wakes up on Yom Kippur. Sometimes you can have somebody who the whole world, there's so much noise, but they go to sleep. What happened by Yonah right here? He went down, Vayishkav, Vayeradam. Nothing was moving him. The whole ship, the whole boat. He was Yochev and Nirdam. But you know what? At the last moment, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends something. It's going to wake even up the Nirdam. Aval berega hamatim berega achron sof sof hu shomei lakol akorei kol azakam malacha Nirdam Yom HaKippur mekitz af es hanirdamim. Just like the head sailor, the captain woke up Yonah. Malacha Nirdam, call out. They realize something's going on. Let's make a goro. What do you mean to make a gora? Why they think to make a gora? So Rashi quotes, because they looked all around, they saw all the other boats in the area were fine. The storm was only on this boat, so they knew there was something going on. They did it again and again and again. Kept falling on Yonah. They said, what's going on? A lot of them, the Farshim, talk about all these different questions. What do you do? Where are you from? What's your land? What's your am? All of these, because each one of these might be a reason. He says very famously, I am a Jew. And I fear the God in heaven. The God that made the Yam and the Yabasha. The Meshachachma in Parshas Yisrael, Parachach Pasuk Yud, says that there were many of the Avodah Zarah in the world in history that believed that God was head of the water. Because the water was mysterious. Nobody was involved in the water. So there's many of the Avodah Zarah in the world, but over the water they agree that Kadosh Baruch Hu is still in charge there. Yonah says it's the same God. Esayam, the Esayabasha, right? What's he bringing in Yabasha for here? They're in the Yam. He says, no, I believe, and this is my HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And right when they heard that, they all knew that they have fake gods. Vayiru anashim yira gdola. They were that great fear. Vayomer lamazosa sisa, what are you doing? Ki yadu anashim. He told them the story, and they realized they were in big trouble. What should we do? He says, he finally says, throw me in the water. He doesn't say, I'll go back and do what Hashem wants. Again, he has such mysterious nefesh for Am Yisrael. Throw me in the water, and then the water will be quiet. It's because of me. They tried everything else. They dug in the water. They tried. Nothing worked. And finally, they said, Hashem, forgive us. We're not doing this because we want to murder. Right? You did the go roll. You're showing that this is what we should do. They threw him in. And right when they threw him in, the water calmed down. Wow, the people saw what happened, the sailors saw, they had Yira Gedola, Vayizbechu Zevach Lashem, they brought Karbanos, Vayizru Nadarim, they brought Nadarim, Rashi says they all converted, the Radak says they all gave Staka, but this is also a tshuva. If you think about Yonah, the Sefer of Yonah, I gave a Shabbat Shuvah Drasha about this a couple of years ago, there's the tshuva of Yonah, that Yonah comes back, there's the tshuva of Nineveh, that is the tshuva of the malachim, the tshuva of the sailors here, that they all of a sudden come to their senses that they want to be misgayer. Again, so much here, but we'll have to leave it for now. That's Yonah, Perek Aleph.